Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A fiery highway crash involving a passenger van and a freight truck killed over two dozen souls in northern Mexico yesterday. Prosecutors and police in the northern border state of Tamaulipas said the sheer volume of the wreckage and the fire that consumed the van and the freight trailer was a lot. The cab that had been pulling the freight trailer was not found at the scene, suggesting the driver may have uncoupled it and fled. One Democrat senator is not sure an agreement on the debt ceiling will be reached in time.
Senator Chris Murphy says he's skeptical that things will be handled before the presumed June 1st deadline.
If we want to get serious about deficit reduction, then you have to put tax increases for billionaires and corporations on the table.
Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, the Connecticut Democrat explained that Republicans wanting to include the budget in negotiations is the main reason he doesn't expect the issue to be resolved in the next 2 weeks. Murphy put most of the blame on House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. I'm Dave Collins.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is visiting Britain today, seeking hundreds more missiles and attack drones in an effort to help his war effort against invading Russia. The UK government confirmed Zelensky's arrival and said he will meet with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at the Prime Minister's country retreat outside London. It's Zelensky's second trip to the UK since February of 2022, when the war began. China sentenced a 78-year-old United States citizen to life in prison today on spying charges. Details of the charges against John Xingwan Liang, who holds a permanent residency in Hong Kong, have not been publicly released. The sentencing comes as President Biden is traveling to Hiroshima, Japan, for the Group of Seven Major Industrial Nations Summit starting Friday. Today is officially National Chocolate Chip Day. Legend has it that the first chocolate chip cookie was a wonderful accident. USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting today a group of former Soviet republics has become a major transshipment center for U.S. and European computer chips, lasers, and other products with civilian and military uses headed for Russia. An analysis of United Nations trade data shows the so-called dual-use products to countries in Russia's areas rose sharply in 2022, skirting sanctions placed on them by the Biden administration for invading Ukraine. Buffalo, New York marked the one-year anniversary of a racially motivated mass shooting that left 10 people dead.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer spoke Sunday as the victims were honored with a moment of silence and a church bell chiming at Tops Friendly Market.
We've all come together to feel the pain that we felt that day and still feel today, but also the resolution that we are not just going to feel pain. We are going to do some, make some good come of this.
The grocery store located in a predominantly black neighborhood was targeted by a self-professed white supremacist who opened fire there last May. The gunman was sentenced to life in prison earlier this year. I'm Skip Kelly.
Nearly 11 million people in the Pacific Northwest were under heat advisories, as forecasters warned cities including Seattle and Portland could see more temperature records set today from the intense heat wave. The early season heat wave that began Friday has seen temperature records broken from Washington and Oregon to Alberta, Canada. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Okay, what's that sound? Everybody look what's wrong.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, well, the disinflation process, as they call it, continues, though perhaps not as fast as many Americans would like. And, of course, this is what we're being told. But when you are the one dealing with inflation, I mean, do you really feel it as disinflation? Like that's supposed to be some bit of encouragement that you go from, you know, inflation goes down. The consumer price index grew 4.9% over the 12-month period ending in April, down from 5.0. I mean, and most Americans say, big whoop, I don't see the difference. Well, here to help us understand is Dr. William Luther. He's director of the Sound Money Project at the American Institute for Economic Research. Dr. Luther, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. So help everyday Americans understand why this should be good news for them, because they're the ones that are, you know, trudging through this. And the difference between 4.9 and 5.0, I mean, you can put numbers out there, but there's still pain in River City here.
Yeah, it's very slow going, that's for sure. And certainly we would prefer that that disinflation were coming along a little faster. But, you know, I, for one, am very happy that at least now we're heading in the right direction. I mean, over most of 2021 and 2022, we couldn't confidently say that. It was a non-trivial chance that things were going to get even worse than they were. And so I am not at all satisfied with the pace of this disinflation. Mm-hmm. And I think it's reasonable to be concerned that the Fed may ease up too soon here. But at least for now, we're heading in the right direction, albeit very, very slowly.
Well, talk about reasonable. Is it, what's reasonable here in terms of what our government is doing? I mean, for all intents and purposes, I think the everyday household pretty much has figured out that it's been the policies that has exacerbated this inflation, the policies and the high rate of spending of money that we don't have. So what is the government doing, you know, to back off? You know, we're looking to the Fed to be the answer, but it's not just the Fed, because they can only do so much until all of a sudden somebody gets hold of the checkbook and decides to spend more money.
Well, and certainly policymakers, particularly policymakers on the left, have tried really hard to push this narrative that what we're seeing is a supply-driven inflation, and that prices are high because corporate profits have gone up. But in a basic economic model, that just doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
If that were the case, if prices were being driven up because of supply constraints, then we would see those prices coming back down as those supply constraints eventually eased up. Real GDP has largely recovered since the depths of the pandemic. But rather than coming back down, prices accelerated. They went even higher. Mm. So that narrative just is totally inconsistent with the data. What happened, of course, was that the federal government spent a lot of money. Some of it certainly was needed, or at least was thought to be needed at the time. We were in a very unusual circumstance. And then, of course, the Federal Reserve accommodated those big fiscal expenditures by increasing the money supply. So we just had this huge surge in money. And when you have more money chasing after the same amount of goods, or in this case, fewer goods, you're going to get inflation. There's just no two ways about that.
Well, Dr. Luther, we've done this before. We know this. We know the causal situation. But yet, I guess, we just keep on, doing things that defy credulity. I mean, because you knew if you're going to be pouring more money into this, you were going to exacerbate the inflation. And then once you started to see it, it wasn't like you stopped and said, wait a minute, let's reverse course here, or let's slow this down. No. We're just going to keep on spending more money. I mean, this is crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it was crazy. You know, there's a case to be made for, making big fiscal expenditures in March and April of 2020 when you have no idea how this pandemic is going to evolve. But that case gets much weaker by the end of 2020 and in 2021 and 2022. But politicians just kept pouring money into the economy. And the Federal Reserve just stood by and watched. By September of 2021, Fed officials should have recognized that they weren't dealing with a supply-driven inflation, that instead we had a surge of nominal spending and they needed to step in and cool that off. But they didn't recognize that until late November, early December, and they didn't really start doing anything about it until around May or June of 2022. And so, rather than nipping this in the bud, they let the problem get much worse than it needed to be. And as we were discussing previously, they've been very slow to offset it, even after they got going late as it was.
And that's the way the bureaucracy works. I mean, we know by experience this is what happens. And at a time when, I thought we should have been more focused on GDP. We needed labor coming back aggressively. We told labor to take a vacation, right?
Well, and the reality is that we still haven't fully recovered from that.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the time series for real gross domestic product in the U.S., you see a very strong recovery, and then it stops short. So we haven't yet returned to that pre-pandemic trend. In fact, we're running parallel to that trend at the moment, and rather than having faster GDP growth to catch up, GDP growth in Q1 of 2023 was a little over 1%, 1.1%.
Yeah, right.
So, we're not going to get back to trend at low rates of real GDP growth like that. But we've got some productivity problems in the economy, not due to the pandemic, but due to our responses to the pandemic. And that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it really is, because, again, you've got to give people that opportunity to go out there and do what they do best, and that is to be productive. And there has to be that vision. This is where leadership comes in, to cast that vision, to get people excited about being a part of a successful enterprise, a country that is producing its products, that we see what what it's cost us by outsourcing so many things to other countries that, we're not necessary. I mean, after everything is all said and done, I mean, here we are, whether it's, penicillin or other things that should be manufactured. Even Donald Trump had figured out at one point that, wait a minute, we're outsourcing our ability to make steel. We were the number one steel manufacturers. And suddenly, we've fallen off the track here. We're just not producing, and we need steel, and not to say that we're going to go to war tomorrow, but just in case, if we were, then, we're not controlling our destiny here very well, are we?
Well, the good news is that, as much as I complain about the current performance of the U.S. government, we do have deep, lasting institutions in this country that tend to protect property rights. Contracts are enforced very well. And when you look around the world, there just aren't very many places that do that as well as we do.
Right.
So the opportunity for America to turn this around is there. We have those deep lasting institutions. We just need to get current policy in line with those long-term institutions.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. William Luther, the director of Sound Money Project at the American Institute for Economic Research. Stay with us.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're talking with Dr. William Luther. He is the director of Sound Money Project at the American Institute for Economic Research. Dr. Luther, some of this information, when we report to our audience CPI growth and what's happening with inflation, sometimes it's just you can just sense the eyes crossing. They're just overwhelmed with it because all they see is that, hey, when I go to the grocery store, I don't get as many groceries as I used to get, you know, for the money I'm spending.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, that's essentially what the CPI has been telling us for the last couple years. I think that, you know, for many Americans over the last 2 years, we've seen our paychecks not go quite as far at the grocery store, at the gas pump. We really feel that those high rates of CPI growth, that inflation. You know, for most Americans, we've been able to renegotiate our wages to some extent, but we still haven't kept pace with real wage growth that we were experiencing prior to the pandemic. We've seen that inflation eat away at our salary, and unfortunately,
yeah, whatever raises we got
a few more months.
Yeah, whatever raises we got vapored, you know, shortly thereafter, right, because of inflation.
Yeah, and you know, and frankly, many of those wage increases were just to keep up with where prices had gone. Didn't do too good of a job of getting us ahead in terms of where those prices were going. So workers have generally lagged in this economy in terms of renegotiating to keep their wages consistent with those price growth, with the price growth that they are experiencing.
Mm-hmm. So what is, you know, I guess what's confounding for people is because they realized that the energy sector, when Joe Biden came into office, he shut off the spigot. And when he shut off the spigot, it had a direct effect on our economy. And as if nobody could figure that. I mean, I just can't imagine, you know, why people weren't screaming all the louder, because, you know, that's been probably, you know, one of the biggest issues. Yes, we were fighting COVID, and I get all that. But here you've got energy independence, and you decide to vapor that and rely on people that don't like us.
Well, you know, as a macroeconomist, you know, I divide the problems into two categories. On the one hand, we have productivity categories, mm-hmm. a productivity category, and on the other, we have a spending category. Mm-hmm. And on the productivity front, you know, like, you know, being able to produce oil, but other goods and services as well. We want to do whatever we can to make the U.S. economy as productive as possible. And we should be doing that whether inflation is 2% or 10%. Those are things that are just worth doing because mm-hmm. they're worth doing.
Right.
On the spending side, that's really what's driving the inflation that we've seen over the last year, over the last 2 years. We've had loose monetary policy accommodating a big fiscal expansion. And even if we take care of things on the productivity front, that doesn't resolve that nominal spending problem. We gotta deal with that as well. So by all means, let's do whatever we can to make the U.S. economy as productive as possible. But we shouldn't think that doing those things is going to solve our nominal spending problem.
No,
we gotta take care of that problem as well.
No, I agree 100%. I think that, you know, people were happier, and we know this mentally, that people are happier when they're out there being productive. And we had gotten in a bit of a doldrums after 8 years under Obama-Biden. It was, you know, the workforce was stifled. And then when Trump came in, what I appreciated from people inside the administration was his focus was always, hey, how are we doing with jobs? That was like one of the first questions he asked of anybody. How are we doing jobs? How are we doing jobs? And look what happened. We had a dramatic growth in jobs and productivity and GDP. And people were, you know, they were increasingly happy with that because that's what makes us happy is if we're out there, you know, producing. It's in our nature to do that. And, you know, the spending issue is a whole nother deal. It just seems that, and of course, this might sound a little cynical, but this is just my humble opinion and my read of this, is that when the Democrats come into power, it's like they have to pay off political debts. And any time they can get, you know, the Treasury opened up, they start paying off political debts. And a lot of what we're doing, and when you look at the policies and where this money went to, it didn't really go to solve the problem like inflation reduction. I mean, come on. When you go behind, it's kind of like that, with Barack Obama, when he spent, half $1 billion for Solyndra. And it was just, one of those political deals, which was amazing because it still drives me nuts to this day. He spends $500 million of the people's money with Solyndra, and then right off the heels of that, he lets the Chinese come in and underbid, in essence, our investment, and he kills Solyndra. It's like, wait a minute, these people that have no idea about business shouldn't even be around. I mean, it's like, take the keys away from these knuckleheads. They don't know how to drive.
Well, I think that, in politics, they say you should never let a crisis go to waste. And and the Democrats have certainly lived up to that mantra. You know, well after the depths of the pandemic were behind us, we're still engaging in these big fiscal expenditures policies that were the same policies that Democrats wanted to put through before COVID, but now they're all justified on the grounds that it's going to help us through the COVID contraction. It's just politics as usual, right? Mm. They're spending money in order to improve their reelection odds. It's really as simple as that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to have to pay for that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. The ROI is all about them getting reelected, not about the investment of said money to really, do what, some of the voters think it's going to do. But I think the voters are starting to wise up and realize that this irresponsible spending, as you say, and breaking it down, and I love the way you did that, it's productivity or spending. But clearly, we've got to, as they say about digging the holes, you got to take the shovels away from these guys that are making holes, right?
Yeah, otherwise those holes are going to get a lot bigger. We need some basic things, like it needs to be easy to start a business, to be productive. We don't want to have tax rates too high to discourage people from working or creating profitable businesses. We want to protect property rights and enforce contracts. If you get those things right, and if you don't create a bunch of uncertainty around those things, then the economy will work pretty well. Exactly. Unfortunately, there's some uncertainty around those things right now, and we need to remove that ambiguity and restore those lasting institutions.
Well, you get what you incentivize, and when you have Regulation Nation that's incentivized to create more regulations. This is what I appreciated with the Trump administration, because remember, it started out for every new regulation, you had to get rid of two, right? And I think the numbers got up to maybe more than that. Maybe five, six were getting eliminated just because it made sense. And the idea was the focus was on the mission. We're, like you said, let's make it easier for business. Let's grease up the skids a little bit so that they can move a little bit smoother, right? And so if you go in with that mentality and that intentionality, you start doing some things that I believe are necessary in promoting productivity, don't you?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, there are a lot of industrious young men and women in this country who could start a business and produce valuable goods and services for their neighbors. But if they did so, they would almost certainly be breaking some law. They would be in defiance of some regulation. And they wouldn't even know about it because the regulatory framework is just so broad and expansive that, you need a PhD to understand it. And so that just makes it too risky, too cumbersome for folks on the margin to start up those businesses and to pursue those enterprises. And that means that we don't get them.
Exactly.
So to the extent that we can pair those back to something looking more like a...
Dr. William Luther, we got to leave it there. Thank you for being with us.
You know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of
of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
USA News Update. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the United States Border Patrol has experienced a 50% drop in encounters since Title 42 ended last Thursday. Mayorkas says the Border Patrol reported 6,300 encounters on Friday and 4,200 on Saturday. He noted that the Border Patrol saw more than 10,000 encounters earlier in the week, and Mayorkas did caution it's too early to say if the expected surge has peaked. Ukraine's President Zelensky is visiting Britain today, seeking hundreds more missiles and attack drones in an effort to help his war effort against invading Russia. The UK government confirmed Zelensky's arrival and said he will meet with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak at the Prime Minister's country retreat outside London. It's Zelensky's second trip to the UK since February of 2022, when the war began. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We've got Janet Echols going to be joining us in just a moment here. And so just to give you a little rundown, in her new memoir, Now I See, How God's Amazing Grace Transforms Betrayal, Blindness, and Heartache to Shining Joy, the visually impaired author shares her riveting life story to illustrate how God met her sorrow with his grace. This captivating journey from tragedy to triumph through perseverance and deep faith in God is going to steer your heart and transform how you navigate life's trials. Janet, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing great. What a blessing to be with you.
Well, I've been looking forward to hearing your story. So, tell us about your book, Now I See. This is your heart and your soul that you put out for us.
Absolutely. Now I See came from the song Amazing Grace. You know, I was lost and now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. And you mentioned I'm visually impaired. Actually, Bill, I'm completely blind physically, but now I see spiritually, and that's what started the ministry in my life to be able to help others see the best of life, because I had experienced a complete blindness when I was 30. My little boys were 3, 5, and 7, and that was devastating. And at the time, my husband couldn't really handle that trauma in our marriage and found somebody else. So it was a time that was very dark. It was a time of devastation, really, for me.
Oh, I bet. Wow.
Mm. Yeah, and at times I felt like God was punishing me. I think a lot of people feel like life is so unfair for the things that are going on today, and that's how I felt. I thought it was just unfair. Why now? Why me? What?
You're 30 years old. You've got a family of four, right? Was a family of four at the time?
Three little boys, yep.
Oh, three, family of five.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
So here you are. And, you know, so what happened, Janet, that you lost
your son? What happened was something beautiful. A friend invited me to a Christian church. I went there. I was raised Catholic. I was a little hesitant at first, but she told me there was going to be a healing service. And I thought, that's what God's going to grant me, the miracle, to be able to see again, to be able to have my life back. My husband would come back. I'd be normal if God would only perform a miracle in my life. Well, he didn't perform that miracle. He did something better. He introduced me to his word, what it meant. I began to listen to the Bible on audio. And pretty soon I felt like those verses were written specifically for me. My life changed because I didn't see myself as a poor, blind woman, pitiful. Mm. I saw myself as a daughter of the King. And so that made a big difference in my outlook, in my attitude, in the way I could take care of my little boys, even without being able to see. My husband saw the difference in me and chose to leave everything behind, and God healed our marriage and lasted for 42 years.
Oh, wow. So he did come back, huh?
Yes. Yes, because I think God must have touched his heart because he saw me different, see?
Mm-hmm.
Reading God's work, knowing who God was, applying that word to my life. Mm-hmm. He saw the difference, and I guess that's what changed his mind.
Exactly. Yes. Well, he started to realize your inner beauty, which isn't to say that your outward beauty is you're stunning. But from when God grabs a hold of the inside, I mean, that's undeniable. So he sees that part of you. Now, was your husband a man of faith, or was he just, living life?
No, we were both raised Catholic, and we knew rituals, religion, doctrines, but not a relationship with the Lord. But when I began mine after I lost my sight, I told him if we're going to make it together, we have to have Christ Jesus in our marriage, and he agreed. And good thing he did, because that's really what prompted both of us to start on a different journey that would help us so much when we faced our second tragedy in our lives, in our marriage. Mm-hmm. When our youngest son was 19 years old, we got a phone call late at night, a phone call that every parent dreads.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
He was wounded, and we thought, who could have wounded our Joe? He was captain of the football team. He was the leader. He was handsome, great sense of humor, always attended his Bible study group. Who could have wounded him? We got to the emergency room, and that dark room, doctor walked in, and he said, are you the parents of Joe Eccles? And I jumped to my feet, and I said, where is he? How is he? What can we take him home? What happened?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, Bill, the doctor said, he had not survived the 23 stab wounds he had received.
Oh, my God.
And my world fell apart. But in the midst of that devastating agony, I heard God's voice in my heart say, be still and know that I am God.
Mm-hmm.
What he was telling me, I'm the same God that will sustain you, that will help you. And he was so, so true to that word. He gave me the peace that I needed, the strength to sustain me through those nights of me not believing that our son was no longer with us.
Oh my God.
And then after a year later, the trial took place to process the man responsible because he had went home with a scratch on his cheek and had stabbed my son and killed him. And after the 3 days of the trial, the verdict was ready. And I thought, finally, Lord, finally we'll see justice be served. And the jury member got up and read the verdict, and it said, we find the defendant not guilty of all counts.
Oh, wow.
He pled self-defense and went home free. We went home broken, Bill. We were just devastated. How could you allow this injustice? Asking God, right, for answers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I'm trying to understand how not the prosecuting attorney could not fathom. But the man pled self-defense and was gone free. But now, praying and praying, night after night, on our knees, asking for God to help us understand, we realized that the only way for us to move forward was to be able to obey God, and that was to forgive the man who killed our son. Mm-hmm. And we did that.
Yeah.
We completely and genuinely forgave him. That's what set us free. What a beautiful thing to see that freedom that forgiveness brings. So, yes. My life has some tragedies, but also the joy and the abundance of God's restoring power. That's what the book's about.
Well, wow. What a story. I mean, first of all, you're dealing with your own sight. And Janet, how did you lose your sight at the age of 30? What happened? Oh, was it a result of an illness? Or?
No. Sorry about that. I should have mentioned that. Hmm. My dad had a disease of the retina. It's called retinitis pigmentosa. It's hereditary. So I inherited the gene. He lost his sight at 55, and I was only 30.
Hmm.
So that's what happened. The cones and the rods just literally deteriorate in the retina.
Mm-hmm.
So what I look at with my eyes, my brain doesn't register. So I see no colors, shadows, I don't see anything at all. But you know what? I see life with my heart, and it's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah, I bet. Yes. Wow. So here you are, I mean, at 30, and you're adjusting, you're listening to the Bible, through audio, and being close to God that way. And I imagine then you're doing the next step in terms of, you know, being able to read Braille and adjust your life accordingly, right?
Actually, you know what I did, Bill? Okay, you're going to think this is kind of strange. A friend of mine came by, not a friend of mine, she wasn't a friend, she was a teacher. She tried to teach me Braille, and I learned the letters. And then she said, oh, no, you're not. I said, oh, good, now I know Braille. She said, oh, no, no, you have to have different positions, different groupings of the dots. They mean different things. I thought, are you kidding me? No. So I thought, no, these old dots made me crazy. I did not learn Braille, but you know, God is so good. You know what he did? He gave me a computer, a regular computer with a software that reads me the screen.
Oh, that's wow. Okay.
Right. Yes, it's so cool.
So you didn't have to, because I can only imagine, especially when you are living in a sighted world and now making an adjustment when you're blind and, communication, because it's so key. So now you're finding a different way to communicate. And as I can tell, it's from your heart that you're seeing things a little bit differently, right?
Absolutely, yes. I wouldn't trade it for anything. But this God's under my life. And that is the purpose of the ministry, to be able to help others.
Exactly. We're talking with Janet Echols, and we're hearing more about her story as she describes in her book, Now I See, and we've got more from her.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours at only $99 a pair means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA.
Simply select your text questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our Help and Resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Then comes the question that I ask myself, what is the path for me?
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Janet Perez Eccles. Her story, Now I See, How God's Amazing Grace Turned Betrayal, Blindness, and Heartache to Shining Joy. Here we are, traveling through her journey of life as she's sharing it with us, losing her sight at the age of 30. Her husband has a hard time with it. They separate for a while. She turns to God, and he cannot deny what has happened, the transformation in her life. He comes back into her life about 12 years later, Janet, he decides to divorce you finally, I guess.
Yes. It was pretty traumatic, after all the things we had gone through.
You lose your 19-year-old son, and so, and of course, this is one of the things that happens when people lose children, any kind of dramatic event, a painful event within, the history of a marriage, this can have adverse effects on that. So I take it that you and your husband were still together when Joe was murdered, right?
Oh, yes. And, years after that as well. And, he was very supportive of the ministry, of the books that I've written and everything else. That's why it was such a shock that, after 42 years of being married, that happened. And, you always hear of pastors doing that or divorcing you. Like, how can that happen? But it does. It does.
Yeah.
And if you don't follow God closely, it could devastate you. But he turned that into another victory in my case as well, because I just hung on to God's word.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and he brought you through, because you're sitting there thinking, okay, what do I do? Here I am. We're married. You and your husband had presented a unified front to everybody. You were both involved in ministry. And so he spins out, and you go, okay, God, what am I supposed to do, right?
Right, exactly. And, of course, all the things, and all feeling guilty. What did I do? What didn't I do? What should I have done to say this? But when someone has such a dark side of them, it's difficult to control someone else's wrongdoings and such. But, again, the only one I could turn to was the Lord, and again, he was faithful.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
So he kept you going in your ministry. And
yes.
So as you're, here you are, I mean, it's so amazing to hear your story. And of course, the title of the book, Now I See, in so many ways, it reminds me of one of my favorite stories in the Bible about the blind man who doesn't understand, you know, what happened to him totally. All he knows is he was blind, now he sees. And in a way, in a very spiritual and deeper context, your story has some similarity. Because although some people may look at you and say, well, what do you mean you see? Well, it's...
That's true, because... And I think Billy hit it right there, and I wish more people could have that insight that you just did, because when I was able to see physically, I was spiritually blind. And what a sad place to be. Mm. But now I love my physical sight, but I have that vision, that ability to see who God is, how he works, how he restores, how he guides, and how he just turns tragedies into triumph. What a privilege to be able to, quote-unquote, see that firsthand, right?
Right, exactly. Well, and the thing is that what a blessing you are to others to hear your story. Because, you know, other people may have their stories and they go, oh, my gosh, you know, compared to what Janet went through, I mean, it's a hangnail what I'm dealing with, you know, and I'm complaining about a hangnail.
Exactly. You know, when I travel by myself, I take the white cane, I travel across the country, other countries, with the Holy Spirit, but with my white cane, nobody goes with me. And when I speak to many audiences afterwards, they come and say, you know, I came here so depressed because all that's going on. But after hearing you, I don't have any problems. So, like,
exactly.
They have a new perspective, which is good. You know,
yes.
That's the whole purpose of my books, my writing, the articles, my podcast. Everything is just to help you see now there is triumph. Hang on there. There is hope, and there's a new corner God's going to take you through.
Because God's God, right?
Amen.
Amen. That's the thing, you know, he tells us to lean not on our own understanding, but trust in him. And this is what you've done. You're an example of that, right? I mean, exactly. To hear you talk about traveling across country by yourself with a white cane.
And, you know, the most wonderful part about me traveling, I come back with lots of good stories, like when I was in Cuba, the Philippines. And that is good, because when I speak, I like to make my audiences laugh, and we laugh. But then I also tell stories that sometimes they cry a little, but at the end they're inspired, and they're able to see their own circumstance so much differently with renewed hope. And what a joy for me to be able to do that. Yeah.
Well, exactly. And imagine for your husband's going, wait a minute, here's this little lady with a white cane, can't see, she's all over, and she comes back with these stories. What the heck is going on here,
right? Exactly, right. Exactly. Yeah,
oh my
gosh. With that. And then sometimes he travels with my new husband, my current husband, travels with me sometimes. And at the end, they say, no, Janet, I ask if they have any questions. And some people say, yeah, I want to know, do you have a seen eye dog? And my husband raises his hand and says, that's me. Oh, I'm a seen eye husband.
Well, thank God for his sense of humor. So what is your husband's name?
His name is Dale Settles.
Dale? Okay. So how did you meet Dale?
Oh, that's an interesting story. My husband left, we divorced. In the middle of that, my father died of cancer, and that was traumatic because my parents lived with us. Mm. So I lost my dad, lost my husband, so it was just my mom and me. And I told her, I said, I think you and I need to start over again. And I said,
so what do you like, the story of Ruth here? Right?
Yeah, let's go to a different country.
Right, yeah, exactly. Let's go. My people, your people. Wow.
Exactly what happened, really. She went to a different land. She was going to the Catholic Church with my dad, and he was very Catholic, and she wanted to leave, but he would not have it. So when he died, she said, I want to go to church where they studied the Bible and Scripture. I said, okay, there's a church close by. Let's go there, because she still drove. So both of us went there, and I thought, okay, nobody knows me here. It's not like the church where my husband and I had attended. People would ask me about him, and it was so painful. Let's just start over. So lo and behold, the pastor of that church learned that I was a speaker, and he invited me to speak at all four services because he was leaving the mission trip. And at the end of the last service that I spoke, a gentleman came up to me, and he said, you know, he really inspired me because I lost my wife 2 years ago, and I was having a hard time. But you really inspired me. And so we began to talk, and he didn't know I attended that church. So, of course, next Sunday I show up with my mom, my little bitty mom, and we start talking, and that's how we came to know each other. And the rest is history.
Yeah, and here it is. And you're dancing, you're dancing ever since.
Oh, when you said dancing, I had entered the Miss Senior Florida pageant, and my talent was dancing, and I thought that's what you had seen maybe on my website, the clip or the video when I was dancing. But spiritually, I am dancing with joy, though. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, and I pray that that's an example for my kids and my grandkids, in addition to the people I touch through my writing and speaking. Yeah.
Well, Janet, I mean, the things that you've gone through, you know, the heartbreak of losing a son, you know, your father, your eyesight, a husband. I mean, this has been, it's been a rough life. And rough life for you. And for you to come out of all this travail, holding on to Jesus' garment the way you do, is an encouragement.
I pray it is, Bill, because sometimes, you know, I've asked myself more than once, why me? Why would God choose to show me his faithfulness in such a beautiful way? Why me to be able to be the person who so clearly sees his loving hand, his grace, his restoring power? What a privilege to be able to see that. You know, I just don't understand why God would choose me, but I thank him every day. You know, people ask me, how come you have so much joy? And I say, well, my joy comes from gratitude. You know, I don't get up in the morning thinking, oh, my goodness, how am I going to find a bathroom? Where am I? You know, especially when I'm in hotels by myself in a room.
Exactly.
Thank you, Lord. This is wonderful. What an adventure.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, now, your mother, what does your mother think of all this that you've gone through?
My sweet, precious mama. Yes, she's with the Lord. She was 4'11" and tiny, tiny little thing. And she's like
the size of Mother Teresa at 4'11".
Exactly right. Yeah, she was tiny. And she went. She went from the life of the dead to the life of the living in heaven in 2021. But up to then, she was 92, but she was full of energy, sharp as can be, and she was my biggest encourager. Sometimes she would say, honey, I don't think I want you to go by yourself. You don't know who's going to pick you up. You know, when I go to countries that I've never been to before. And I say, so, you know, maybe I'll teach him that you don't have to live by sight, but by faith.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what I do.
Wow, what a story. Well, Janet, after everything is said and done, we got about 30 seconds left here. What do you want? What do you want people to get from your book?
Oh, I want them to see their trials are not really trials. They're just a stage, a transition to something better if they only hang on there. And they'll see how I did it step by step, detail by detail in the book. So, and they can contact me too, you know, at inspirationforyou.com. It's my website, so I would love them to sign up for my newsletter and get a free copy of my other book, Contagious Courage. So that's just inspirationforyou.com, all words spelled out, FORYOU.com.
Janet Echols, thank you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get...